Hey, it's me, Liz. I'm here to support you through this moment. I'm here to guide you through an easy process. Now let's work together to learn how to get panic under control. The feeling of fear is very familiar to me. I know fear in and out. And panic attacks are very familiar to me as well. Don't worry, I'm going to talk you through this. So what we want to do is use the way fear operates to calm it down. So fear thinks there's danger. But let's take a good look around. You're not in any danger at this moment. And this exercise is going to teach you how to get to your nervous system, how to teach your nervous system that this is actually not a situation where you need this kind of fear or panic. Probably there's been a thought process before the huge fear or panic attack. I want you to stop all your thoughts about any process that doesn't ask immediate attention. If your food is on the fire, stop that. Other than that, just take a moment to pause and really stop yourself from ruminating. We're going to use your biological senses, your physical senses, to examine whether you're really in danger or not. So if you're feeling overwhelmed, panicked, or like you're drifting away from this moment, then this practice is for you. We will gently bring you back. Just be here. So first, feel your body. Notice where your body meets the ground or the chair. Feel your feet pressing into the floor. You are supported. You don't need to hold yourself up. You can let it go. Now look around. Like a wild animal scanning its surroundings. Gently turn your head from left to right. Look around the room with soft eyes. Or if you're not in a room but outside, look around. Become aware of everything that you see. Let it sink in. Is the ground splitting open? No. Are you being swept away by a water wave? No. Are the walls collapsing? No. Do I have enough oxygen? Always, yes. Am I protected from the wind, the rain, the cold when you're indoors? Yes. And even if you're outside or you don't have a house, ask yourself, right now, in this moment, is there a place where I'm sheltered? Can I find even a little bit of cover somewhere if I want to? Is my body in immediate danger right now? Let your brain Really take in these facts. Let it register. This place, right now, is safe enough to breathe in. Now, breathe in slowly also through your nose. What do you smell? The air, familiar scent in the room. Maybe you smell nothing. That too can be a big sign of safety. No danger detected. Now bring awareness to the taste in your mouth. Is there a taste? Maybe from a drink or a food you had earlier? Or is your mouth neutral? Again, this might be your body's quiet way of saying nothing is really happening. Feel with your skin. Place one hand gently on your arms or legs. Feel the temperature, the texture of your clothes, the softness of your own skin. Let your nervous system feel and see, I am here. I am in contact. Now listen with your ears. What do you hear? Near or far? Familiar or faint? Let your ears notice without judgment. Silence is also information. Every sound you hear is a sign that life is happening, and you are quietly in it. You are here. You are breathing. You are alive. And in this moment, there is no immediate danger, no threat to your life. Your body can begin to settle. Your brain can begin to soften. Everything you just did was a message to your nervous system. It's okay now. You can come down. I don't have to fight. I'm not in danger. Now thank yourself for doing this. Every time you practice, your brain learns a little bit more. It is safe to be here, in your body, in this moment. Use this recording as often as needed and try to really become familiar with this process so that even when you don't have access to this recording, you've familiarized yourself so much with this process that you can do it by yourself. I know you've got this. If I can do it, you can do it too.